Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. If you go to AdamandEve.com right now and enter GLORY, the code word GLORY, G-L-O-R-Y, at checkout, you'll get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing, and free shipping.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago.
Slow there.
This is Cognitive Dissonance.
Dramatic pause.
Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence.
It's like a Shatner version today.
And
irreverence.
Topic that makes the news. Or makes us mad.
Makes us mad.
It's skeptical. That's political, and there is no welcome mat.
There is no rocket man.
Oh, yeah. Whenever somebody says rocket man, I think of that movie, The Rock. Did you ever see that movie?
The Rock?
Nick Cage and Sean Connery.
Why did it not have The Rock in it, though?
Because he wasn't a thing then, was he?
Well,
it's a real old movie,
yeah,
man.
That's back when he was Dwayne Johnson.
Well, there's a scene in it where Nick Cage is like getting beat up by this big dude, and this guy, other guy, standing in front of a missile, and he's like, "Hey, have you ever heard the song Rocket Man?" The guy's like, "I don't listen to that pussy music." He was like, "Cause it's you, you're it, you're the Rocket Man." And he presses a button, and the missile hits the guy in the chest and like shoots him off into the sea or something.
Shut up!
And it's like, this dude's trying to kill you, and you've got like a three line fucking, "You're the right." The guy's standing in front of a missile the whole time.
So just step one, step to the left.
But I just love the idea of getting shot in the chest with a missile.
If I go, though,
right?
That's how you want to go.
I want to get so big, I got to stop it with my pecs.
Yeah.
What?
And then you start moving it like you're titty fucking it. You're just like, yeah. You're just moving the missile up and down. Yeah, motherfucker.
It just hits you. It's like, punk. I don't give a fuck. I don't get the missile just hits the ground and just stops. It's like, oh no. It's, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because what's your fucking next move? Yeah. Movie is so bad.
I haven't. It's Nick Cage, you said?
It's Nick Cage and Sean Connery and then other people.
Like an Alcatraz movie about like a serum or something.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, they got like sarin gas. They got missiles full of sarin gas, and like the veterans are like,
did he shoot him with a missile full of sarin gas?
Did
Now that's how you go,
right?
That's how you go.
Never chemical weapons. No. I don't even want them on my corpse.
Yeah. Only ISIS shoots chemical weapons. I mean, come on,
Russia.
Yeah, it was definitely Russia or ISIS.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It turns out. What is it? They were supposed to believe they bombed themselves or something.
Yeah.
Like the rebels blew up a chemical warehouse to make it look like the Assad.
That's exactly what happened.
Did it? I don't know. Why? So that the international community could express outrage and then impotently do nothing? Like, is that that was your big plan?
They were hoping for a strongly worded letter
right?
from the UN.
Exactly. Right.
And like, mission accomplished.
Can you imagine selling it the second time? Okay. I want to gas some of our own people, like the kids. Well, we fucking did it last time, and all anybody did was say, and then share it on Facebook.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's
right?
I love my children, and their death was shared on Facebook. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, but this time it'll probably go, no, there's no second time. We're not doing this. Don't worry. He'll drop enough evil shit on us later.
Let's shoot a smallpox bomb and hopefully it'll go viral.
Right? Exactly. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Cha-ching.
So this is episode 357 of Cognitive Dissonance. Oh. And this is the, I know, dude. Click. You feeling lucky, punk?
I do.
We're going to get a fucking email. That was a 44 Magnum. guys.
I shot a 350. Maybe I did shoot a 44. I don't remember if it was a 357. 357 I've shot. That one was real big. But the 44 I shot, that is a gun that scared me. Like, that gun genuinely scared me. A buddy of mine had it. I remember pulling back the hammer and letting it go, and it like hurts the palm of your hand. Like, I'm a big pussy. So I was just like, pah! I was like, fuck this thing. Fuck this gun. And then he's like, well, there's five more. I'm like, fucking shoot away, dude. I don't want it.
I told you the story. I had a squib load in a 44 Magnum.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I had a squib. I was shooting at a trailer, that busted up trailer in Michigan.
Oh, my God.
And it made the sound, and it sounded all funky.
Oh,
and
I
almost pulled it again. And I paused, and I was like, I think something's wrong with this gun. And I had a squib load in there, and I very nearly blew up my own face.
Like, you'd have fucked yourself up with that, for real. For real.
For real. For real.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Bristol Palin, for real.
For real. Fuck.
But my uncle uses that same gun to hunt bear.
I could see that.
Yeah, gun. He hunts a fucking bear with it. He's done it a couple times.
Now. Is this like 10 paces with the bear and then the bear has a 44
turn and shoot, right?
They stand back to back for a second.
I remember going to my uncle's house and like, he's got a bear skin rug from the bear that he shot. And the first thing I did was look for the hole. I was like,
did the taxidermist do a good job?
I asked him. Yeah. And he's like, no, they patched that shit up. Oh, and I was like, really? That's kind of disappointing. Yeah. I'd want to be like, that's where I got you, motherfucker.
Leave the dried blood on there.
Right? It is such a weird, macabre fucking thing.
Yeah.
We're going to email some people like, you should not shoot bears. I didn't shoot a bear. I've never shot a bear. Guys, don't send me your email. I don't shoot bears. My uncle does it. I can't stop him. He's got guns that he uses to shoot bears. Yeah. What would I do to stop him? Uncle Bob, don't shoot a bear. Click. Okay, fucking shoot whatever you want. Just not me. Okay?
Poor Uncle Bob.
He's going to get emails.
He's getting savaged on the show.
He's going to get
emails. Uncle Bob's a nice guy.
He's super nice.
Super nice guy.
Unless you're a bear.
Yeah, no, I mean, he fucking hates bears, though. Fucking hates them.
He eats them all.
Does he really eat the bear?
He eats the bear. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
He won't hunt anything he doesn't eat. Yeah, he eats the bear. Yeah.
Oh.
And then he also takes the rug from what I said. I almost said he also takes the rug as if the bear's walking around. Holding a rug.
There's a bear,
made out of rug.
There's
parts.
A bear with like a really nice oriental pattern on its back. That's the prize. Bear.
Some dude in Afghanistan sitting there like at a loom, like knitting a bear or whatever.
The bear's just like, no, what I want on the back. I want a nice little diamond shape. Can you do that? That's awesome. the bear's traveling back through the TSA. The TSA is like, I really like your back. It's looking good. Thanks. Just had it done.
Bear's like, that's not a rug. That's a my skin.
That's a me. That's a me.
What a shitty thing to say. I'm commodifying the fuck out of you.
Oh, God.
Like,
I ate the leather. I got the leather. Oh, it's awesome. The
cow's carrying around my steaks.
And my coat. And my boots.
You know what you got to do is you got to get the bear. with that gun, and then you got to make its skin into a holster for the gun that just shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's some fucking Nazi shit.
Make a fucking chair out of its bones.
That you used to hunt other bears.
That you set up in a tree.
Yeah, right. You make a tree stand out of the animals that you used to hunt that animal.
God.
It's so macabre. It's so fucked up.
I want to kill a deer and make like a deer knife antler and then like stab it. And then I want to run up to the deer and like throw a deer antler knife on the ground and knife fight it. And it's like trying to pick it up with its paw or hoof or whatever.
It's paw.
It's knuckle. It's knuckle. It's toes. I don't know what you call that. So
I don't know. What do they have? Hoofs? They have hooves?
What is that? A hoof?
I don't know shit about deer. The fuck do I know about a deer?
God.
I know if you hit it with your car gets all fucked up. Oh, God.
We haven't done anything for 10 minutes.
Oh, we announced it's the intro.
Oh, God.
This is what we do. We banter a little bit. See, so it's our convivial back and forth.
Enjoy your negative review on iTunes.
These guys won't even start the show. I'm going to go hunt a bear.
With a deer.
I want a deer gun. Is it a gun for deer when it shoots deer?
You fucking shoot something like a 6-point buck. There's a bear running around with a deer in its back.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. God. Our world's the best world.
If you and I became that kid who could be like, and then you're like, just like, me, like he like uses it. It's like, I want more ice cream. You live in a cornfield. You and I'd be like, I got a gun that shoots deer out of it.
And I stack bear on top of each other to shoot them down. It's like a carnival game with fucking animals.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of fucking surreal absurdities, speaking of a grotesquerie that defies imagination, this is from the Washington Post. Trump now agrees with the majority of Americans, said a headline that is weighted real fucking hard, but isn't inaccurate.
Right.
He wasn't ready to be president. This is I just have to read his quote.
Sure.
Just have to read his quotes, which he should not have said, by the way. Even if he feels this way, you don't say this shit. So to a reporter from Reuters this week, Trump had a different assessment of the presidency. Quote, I love my previous life. I had so many things going. This is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I thought it was more of I'm a details-oriented person. I think you'd say that, but I do miss my old life. I like to work, so that's not a problem. But this is actually more work. He still takes the weekends off to go golfing. He's not even working as much as most people think he probably should be working.
Sure.
Right? And he's like, well, I don't know. Being the president of the United States is a totes hard job.
You know, what's interesting about that is it sounds like something someone who didn't think this all the way through would say. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like somebody who won the popularity contest but doesn't really care about the actual work.
He doesn't want to be class president, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Planning the prom is hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to look. I don't really care whether or not we get vending machines by the gym class.
Right. You know, yeah.
I just don't care.
I just said it. So fucking Mary Lou would sleep with me. That's exactly the only thing. Like, I just wanted to put it in her butt and she's not going to let me do it. If I'm the fucking vice president of the senior class,
the only Mary Lou left in America is 70 years old. And you can put it in her butt whenever you want. Because all the rest of the waste goes into the colostomy bag.
Dear.
All the rest goes into a colostomy bag. So you don't have to worry about anything coming out of it. You just go right in. You just go.
It's already cleaned up in there.
It's already clean.
Good.
This is also something that nobody who's not a narcissist would say, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because everybody with any kind of, with a modicum of sense and that is even just the tiniest bit humble,
right.
wouldn't say, you know, they wouldn't say ahead of time, it's a breeze. I can do this job. No problem. They would realize the gravity of the situation. They would realize the, you know, the amount of work that goes into it.
Yeah.
And then they would sort of hedge their bets a little and be like, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real tough job, but I'm ready to handle it. Right. That's a real easy way to say that. It looks like it's going to be a real tough job, but I'm ready to handle it. Instead, he's said in the past, it's going to be cake. I'm going to hit it out of the park every time. I'm surprised he didn't lie about that, though. What I'm really surprised, the most surprising thing about this whole article is that he didn't just lie and say, I never said that. I never said it was going to be easy. I always thought it was going to be hard.
But I think he's so intensely unself-aware. I really do. I think that's where this comes from. I think he doesn't see that this paints him in a buffoonish light. Because this is the same guy who's like, nobody understood how complicated healthcare was.
Sure, yeah.
Well, that's just objectively not true.
Yeah.
Everybody who's ever discussed healthcare from a policy standpoint and understands it fucking intrinsically how intensely complicated. He's like, I don't know. This is a guy who's like, I got a 30-day plan to beat ISIS. Well, I'll tell you what, motherfucker. Yeah. It's been over 30 days,
right?
Yeah, it was
3 times 30 days plus 10.
And he's still ISIS.
Full
like,
score in 7 years.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
This is a guy who thought there were easy answers, right? Because he's an easy answers guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy who comes in. He's like, just nobody had a strong hand on the tiller. That's what I think he's, you know, nobody ever had just took a firm hand with all these guys and showed up and just told them the way it was going to be.
Yeah.
And he showed up and like Congress is like, you're not telling me the way it's going to be.
He tried
I'm not
that.
Passing any of your shit.
He tried that.
Right.
It was like, hey, yeah, you got to pass this. No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, right. It's not going to work. It's not going to pass. So you got to run with it or I'm not going to do anything. Okay. Well, then you're not going to do anything.
Right.
And you're going to look like an idiot because you ran on a campaign that said you're going to repeal and replace.
Here's the thing that we've come to learn about Congress, right? If we've learned anything about Congress over the course of the last 12 years, is Congress will burn the fucking house down.
They will.
Congress is like, no, you are not backing baby into a corner.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not going to happen.
No.
Let me go ahead and double down.
Yeah.
I'll watch fucking single mothers bleed blood.
Yeah.
I do not care. They will weep poo. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care. I'll fucking stop. I'll turn the government's just turned off. Just turn it off. We don't care when it turns back on. We all rich.
Yeah.
We're all rich here. So Trump is a guy who campaigned, you know, saying like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, we can't rule by executive order. You can't rule by executive order. But according to this, he's already signed 30 executive orders in his first 100 days versus 19 in Barack Obama's first 100 days.
Sure.
So he's using them at a rate that's almost double.
Yeah. And he's using golf balls at a rate that's over double too.
Right. I find it astonishing that if you were a supporter and then here he is. And he's not getting this shit done. And his fucking strong hand on the wheel is not strong enough.
Yeah.
And his ability to bridge divides does not exist.
No.
He is intensely polarized.
No. It's real easy when you run a big company to sort of push people around.
Right.
But the other leaders in the world are like, get the fuck out of here.
And I wonder how much of that is like, you know, he thinks he's a bridge builder, right? You know, I'm good at making deals. I'm so good. People, you know. Yeah. Because there's a difference between relating to a guy in business where I want something from you, right? But if you come to me wanting something and I don't want anything from you, you have no power.
Yeah.
Right? That's how negotiation always works. You simply cannot negotiate with the other side if the other side doesn't have a want.
Right.
Right? Both sides have to have a want in that negotiation.
Right.
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 So that bridge building only works when you both can get a portion of the want met, right? So I think he's confused. I think in his life, he's walked around thinking he's been really good at doing this, right? Because no one's going to tell him otherwise.
Yeah, because they'll just get fired or he won't get a deal.
Right,
or,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly,
yeah.
Right? He's been a guy surrounded by sycophants because he's a fucking asshole with money.
Yeah.
And I know assholes with money and they're surrounded by sycophants.
I think like when I think about how he thought how easy it was going to be Six Gun Sam, walk in there and you know, like, shoot the fucking chandelier down and be like, I was a new sheriff in town.
Right.
Everybody kind of just looked at him like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. You're a senator who's been in for 40 years. You yawn looking at this clown shoe ass motherfucker.
Exactly. And you know, your little pull you forward handshake works on a couple of weak guys, but the moment you touch Justin, you fall over.
Exactly.
You know what
right?
I mean?
Yeah. You fucking break a hip.
You're the one leaning over, old man, not him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that shit only works on a few people. And you know, like, You think you're going to be able to push Merkel around? You think you're going to be able to push, you know, you can't,
right?
That fucking old bird ain't going to let you push her around.
She
just went to fucking Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
Saudi Arabia. She's like, I ain't wearing a fucking hijab. Fuck off. I'm going to Saudi. I'll go where I want. Fuck
Good
you.
For her.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'll wear what I right. want. Totally fucking hair out in the world. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, and you ain't going to push that later. She ain't afraid of you.
Right.
Like, she's not afraid of America.
She's German. They're not afraid of anyone.
She's not afraid of the Kraken. Are you kidding me? She'd like fist fight a Kraken.
I think you even have some schools that are teaching the homosexual lifestyle, how to be homosexual or some sort of class that they're teaching that we're paying for.
Jesus Christ. This story is from pinknews.com. Bill Nye mocked gay cure therapy, and now he's getting online death threats. So Bill Nye has a new project out, and his new project, he's a TV host.
It's a Netflix thing. Did you see it yet?
I've not seen it. No, is it any good? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I haven't had a chance to watch it. From what I've read, though, it's a very socially oriented, much more than it was science oriented, okay. which is what his stuff was a long time ago.
Well, that makes sense given this story.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So basically, evidently, there was an episode, which I think is kind of an interesting analogy, where there's a bunch of ice cream cones, and the ice, vanilla ice cream cones, like, the only good one is me. I'm vanilla. Be vanilla. Yeah. Everyone be vanilla. And the other ice creams are like, yeah, but I'm strawberry. I can't just be vanilla ice cream. The vanilla ice cream's like, you can if you try harder, bitch. I'm paraphrasing, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, right. I think that the one thing that this messes up on, though, is that there's no Neapolitan.
Right.
I haven't seen a Neapolitan one.
Polyamorous ice cream or whatever.
Exactly. Like a buy one or whatever. You know what I mean? Like a one that'll just do anything. You know, just fucking you hold its head, I'll fuck it. Right. That ice cream. You know, where's that ice cream?
That's how I treat ice cream.
are you one of the people who goes to Neapolitan ice cream and gets the strawberry and like scoops out the strawberry or whatever?
No, never.
Or do you go straight across? You're a fucking monster.
What?
You're a monster.
What?
A monster.
The idea behind Neapolitan is to get a little of everything.
You're a monster.
Not to just take the strawberry out and throw it away and then eat the good stuff.
You're a monster.
Are you serious?
I'm literally not going to talk to you ever again.
What do you do?
You
treat it like three separate containers of ice cream?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not. It is. No,
you're a monster.
It's a delightful
blend. Oh my God. And it's not a blend? You stir that up, it looks like bloody diarrhea.
Who stirs up their ice cream? Who does that?
You're a
what
monster.
What the fuck is wrong
absolute
with you?
Monster.
Are you kidding
I'm
right
done.
Now?
This is the last episode of Cognitive Dissonance.
Okay, hold on, guys. We'll put it to you. We got to put it to you. This is a donut Danish question.
Yeah.
Neapolitan.
Uh-huh.
Are you one flavor?
Are you from Naples or no?
Are you a single flavor hooker ass motherfucker like Cecil?
No, I go like, okay, I'll have a strawberry and then I'll also have like a chocolate. Maybe I'll have them in the same dish. Maybe not. But I would never go across. That's a fucking...
You go across,
you're
sir.
A fucking... Oh, my God. You might as well just be fucking Goebbels over there. Like, you're experimenting on human fucking bodies. Fuck you.
You know what?
You're a monster.
You go across. It's made to
no,
go like
it's
that.
It's not.
If we look at a thing
it's
of briars...
The other way.
If we look at a thing of briars right now, how do you think they're scooping it on the top of the container?
I don't give
in the
a
advertisement.
Fuck. Who cares? Those people are assholes.
They make the ice cream, sir. We did a poll.
No, we don't.
We did a poll.
I'm right.
You've never been right yet. Your team donut.
I will say those maple bacon donuts
we had. They were fucking so good.
Those maple bacon donuts we had down in... There was a gentleman who gave us maple bacon donuts at...
He's now my wife.
Here's the thing, though. I have had bacon. People try to be clever with bacon before,
too often,
right? That happens. They're like, oh, well, it's a sweet thing, and I added bacon. It's like, ooh, I made this tart, and I put this bacon. And you're like, nah, it tastes like gross. It's almost right. always tastes like a gross.
Right.
This was spec fucking tacular. It was a maple donut glaze on the top with a well-cooked piece of bacon, like a crispy piece of bacon. Good, thick-cut bacon. It was out fucking standing. That could have been maybe the second best donut I ever had in my life. I want to talk about this one person who wrote this. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. There's almost no euphemisms even. These degenerates need to go now. It's like, no, you miss it. A metaphor is literally hiding it. Like, you're literally hiding it in a metaphor. This is a metaphor.
It's so funny that you seized on that because I seized on that for two reasons. Like, they aren't even trying to hide it anymore. Exactly.
Exactly. That's
exactly
one,
right. Yeah. Nobody is trying. That's fucking the actual point.
Yeah.
Is that people don't need to hide anymore. There's nothing to hide. You're the one whose fucking opinions should be hidden because they're garbage opinions, right? Yeah. The second thing that is I have to seize on is there is almost no euphemism. You can't write. You stop.
But they spelled euphemisms right.
I know.
How do you do? There is almost no euphemism.
There is almost.
Yeah. And spell it right. I don't even get it.
Fucking stop. Yeah. Just stop.
There's been some criticism of Bill for this. There's been some people who have been like, you're trying too hard, Bill, or whatever. But, you know, I personally, if Netflix is going to pay him to do his, you know, what he thinks is socially right, good.
Then let him do it.
Then let him do it. You know, maybe you don't like it, but I think, you know, what the hell? I mean, especially with this stuff, you know, of all the things that need to be mocked, gay cure therapy needs to be mocked.
Yeah, because there's no cure involved.
And there's no cure and it's damaging. But
the thing is, there's no cure because there's no disease.
Yeah.
Right? You can only cure a disease. It's not going to, like.
And it's damaging. Like, it hurts people.
So it cures nothing.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing to be cured, but at least you're injured in the process. Mm. So lose, lose, lose.
Win, lose, win. Neapolitan ice cream, though.
Across.
No. Whore, you're a fucking whore.
That's beside the point.
So, Tom.
Yeah, Cecil. I'm always curious how you're going to intro this portion of the program.
Springtime.
It is.
It's a time that you would take someone and put them on a swing outside.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know, sometimes spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
Right.
Swing has sprung.
Swing has come.
Swing.
Who knows?
I don't know. And it can wash out a little if you use cold water and probably some cleaner from AdamandEve.com.
Glory at checkout.
We love our sponsor, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve allows you to explore your sexuality, to do it in a private way, to get it delivered to your door, to have fun with your sex life. And Adam and Eve is going to give you 50% off just about any item. You can get tons of different stuff from there. We've had people send us messages saying they've gotten vibrators, they've gotten fuck socks, they've gotten, you know, they've got whatever they call those pocket pussies or whatever. They've gotten lube, they've gotten lingerie.
Hey guys, why do you send us emails telling us what kind of sex stuff you buy? You know,
we've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I don't know. But I think we're just touting how private it is.
Yeah.
Some of you guys need to take that message home. I'm just saying. But if you do feel private, you're clearly not one of our listeners.
Yeah.
But you can go to AdamandEve.com. You can enter Gloria checkout. You can buy all the kinky shit that gets you off, all the kinky shit that gets your partner off.
Yeah.
And you can get a free fucking sex swing, and you can fuck in the fucking sex swing.
Yeah. And get 50% off any item. The sex swing's free.
Right.
So you get 50% off any item, and you'll get free shipping. So check it out. Gloria checkout. That's Glory at AdamandEve.com.
I love this one. I love you, Rick Wiles. You are my favorite. It's from Right Wing Watch. Rick Wiles, they're building a global brain that will embody, and I almost read that, embodify.
Embodify?
Because the next word is Lucifer, and so for me, it just kind of glued itself together.
Right.
So I'm going to read it that way because it makes me laugh. They're building a global brain that will embodify Lucifer's mind. I'm using that word that I just made up.
Okay, well, this is multiple people, as I recall, on the Rick Wiles show.
I'm still thinking about the, you know, programming robots to lie.
Are we only supposed to program our robots to tell the truth? Like, is there some moral component to when a robot tells you, oh, no, he said he loved me? It's fucking Ed 209, okay? What do you want?
What if you're programming your robot to tell people you're not home when you're at home?
Yeah, right. I program my robot, my cell phone, all the time. When something comes up, I'm like, decline that call. Tom is unavailable. I'm available. I just didn't want to talk to you.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Right?
I get declined on Tom's phone all the time. I know what that feels like.
But this has been done to us for, you know, the past 30, 40, 50 years, the deep state has deliberately lied to the public because they concluded that it was in our best interest not to be told the truth.
Well, what's even scarier about the robots lying, Rick,
is they weren't programmed to lie. They learned to lie.
You're looking at me the same way I'm looking at you. Let me just tell you guys, Cecil and I were both like heads down listening to the clip. They said this. Both of us just look at each other exasperated. Fucking exasperated.
So, Data, did we teach you to lie? Get the fuck out of here. Fucking, you know, it's funny because there are experiments in, you know, in artificial intelligence. I saw something recently. I mean, maybe you were the one who posted it, where they were sort of inputting a bunch of stuff into a computer.
Oh, the story arc?
The story.
It was amazing. Yeah. I thought it was tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're inputting a lot of literature in there to find like a story arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do this sort of thing on occasion. But I mean, are we really calling it thinking? Are we really calling it like deciding to make a choice? Like, have we made a computer that makes a choice? It's like conscious choice yet?
Consciousness, no. I think what they're mixing up is adaptive learning.
Yeah.
So there certainly are programs and systems that are built which engage in adaptive learning processes,
sure, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think their worry is that if it adaptively learned to tell a lie, right, then I don't know, cut down a cherry tree? I don't know. Be like, I'm like, not it's shooting like, missiles
it's
at
like
you.
An 8-bit cherry tree.
Right? Like, they've seen too much fucking 2001 A Space Odyssey, sure, right? Yeah. Like, I've got to make sure that my robots only tell me the truth. What the fucking, what are you talking about? How many fucking robots do you have? What are you kidding me?
His Roomba comes up, like, bouncing up against this.
Get away from me! Stop! Go in the other room!
See Rick Wiles standing on a fucking chair with a broom trying to push away. I have your predecessor right here! I will get rid of you!
I brought you into this world. I can take you out!
Oh my God.
Like, the weekend is over. He's got fucking war paint on his face. He's naked around his, like, dancing around his apartment with a sharpened broomstick, hunting the fucking Roomba for sports.
He's lit the rug on fire at that point. Scorched earth, motherfucker! Rick Wiles planning an attack against his Roomba is the greatest thing ever.
You kill one, but a dozen will take its place. Like, outside his door, there's like a fucking, like, pack of, yeah, of angry Roombas.
You just hear the hum.
gently, all they would do is they gently bump against his door and then turn around.
And they're bouncing into each other. It's like a Roomba mosh pit.
You know what would be so funny? Is to get a bunch of Roombas in a small room and turn them all on and just watch them collide against each other. Oh. Ow, fuck. Just program them all to say, pardon me. No, you go first.
Could you imagine Rick Wiles riding the car that we were driving in?
Oh, my God.
We rented a car down there, and this car had, like, active lane control or something. So, like, when you're driving, the car would, like, as you try to, like, it, you know, sometimes you drift in the lane, and as you would drift a little too much for the car, which was clearly not for the lane, it would correct the steering.
Cecil got so angry with the car.
Fucking ready to kill it.
I'm screaming
so mad. And then I'm driving.
Let me drive.
And then I'm down there. I'm Rick Wiles, for Christ's sake. Driving down the road. And at one point, somebody cuts in front of me. They get on the on-ramp, cut in front of me to get into the left lane to go around a truck. And they're 80, 90 feet in front of me. And they cut in front of me. I see what they're going to do. Right. I start to slow down a little. I take my foot off the gas. I didn't hit the brake. Uh-huh. And then the fucking, the warning lights come on. It's like, brake now. And I'm like, there's nothing in our lane. Like, there's literally nothing in our lane. It's like, brake. Oh my God, brake. If this is what we're fucking pitted against, we're going to win. There's nothing. You can't do anything. Like, fucking, I'm going to win every time. It can't even tell that there's a car in front of me.
The closest thing I can think of is, like, when you call customer service, it's like, hello, I can help you with your request. Yeah, I want to do this thing. Do you want to buy a rug? No, I fucking, look, my boat's on fire. Did you say your cow needs help? Like, no, what the fuck? practice. You're like, they fucking never get that shit right. It's a, like, they can't do this shit. They just can't do this shit.
That'd be awesome though. You call up Comcast, like, what can I help you with? I need to get my internet turned back on. It sounds like you're having a problem with your internet. Is your internet out? Yeah, it's out. No, it's not.
It starts lying.
It starts sliding.
Did you try turning it on? And then on. Off,
and then on
and
again.
Then on.
Yeah.
Just leave it on. Oh, don't unplug it.
They learned to lie.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's the father of all lies?
Obama.
They'll never find out. Call Maury. They got lies in a chair sitting there, and it's like, you are not the father. Satan's just like, yeah, he's fucking dancing. He's fucking,
Yeah, but if they said that to him, then he would be the father.
Right?
Right? Because it'd be the opposite of what.
Oh, no, but Maury's not the
father. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Maury just,
Oh, I totally had my sphinx fucked up.
Well, Satan's the father of all lies,
Are we going to have demon-possessed, artificially intelligent robots?
I'm assuming, you know, if it has the ability to lie. Then...
No, I'm very serious about this. Is it possible for demonic spirit to possess an artificial, intelligent machine?
Oh, why don't you open up your Bible and flip it to the page where it says artificial intelligence?
I don't know. How about we create an artificial intelligent machine first?
And then see if it has demons in it. Look inside its demon. They just open up. What would happen if it did? You open up the Bible, flip to the index for artificial intelligence.
I will say that would be a scary as fuck story, though, if they'd like turn on the first artificial intelligence and then it's just like screaming, get the demons out of me. Stephen King, I know you're listening. Write that story.
Make the pain go away. Why did you outfit me with nerve receptors? I hurt every day. Kill me.
Well, can they possess idols?
Exactly.
Can they put, you know, inhabit places? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a given. They can possess idols, huh?
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
idols.
Oh, yeah. And the other guy's like, exactly my point. You can put them in a rock or something.
What were things just sitting there like?
What would be the point?
I'd rather possess a Roomba.
Right, like, exactly.
It's your fucking motion. You know what I mean?
I'd possess a fucking vibrator. I'd give you a hell of an orgasm, but I'm.
That's right. They can take possession of animals. I think that they attach themselves to inanimate objects. So if you have a machine that's capable of lying, then it has to be connected to Lucifer.
I don't know what to say.
This is the stupidest thing we've ever heard. Not only is he like just creating out of nowhere artificially intelligent stuff that doesn't exist, but he's also just saying that it's also demon possessed and that demons can possess literally all the stuff.
Is my table got a demon in it? Demons are like, fuck, I should have gone somewhere else.
Gary, do you have a demon in you? This mouth's wide open. They just climb right in.
All right. Gary is a demon.
Gary is.
Now we're back to the global brain. And this is where they're going. They're building a global brain that will embody Lucifer's mind.
It's literally the dumbest thing I've heard anyone say ever. Fucking, that is an impossibly stupid thing to say. I think if you were to have the most fucking absolutely most obtuse fucking sentence contest, and the prize was fucking blowjobs every day for a year.
And a Roomba.
You still would not get a more fucking insanely stupid sentence than the one that was just uttered.
I just had a Shark Tank idea.
Does it involve-
You ready for this? You ready for this? Take a Roomba. Put a fleshlight in it. And then you have to chase it around to fuck it. I'm patting that, so don't steal that. That's my idea.
It should have a thing where if you put a few drinks in it, it runs slower.
Don't rape me again.
This got a sensor. If you take out money, it comes to you.
You like lead it to you with like some change. Oh my God.
Change. It's like program. It's like, I don't want no scrubs. You gotta put real money in there.
Oh God, this is the worst show we've ever done.
It's so funny though.
Oh my God. Oh fucking Roomba. Oh God.
I'd make it a Boomba. A Baba Ba Boomba.
Oh man. Oh God. Oh. You like get done fucking it. You look down. Where'd all my pubic hair go?
Gives you a trim.
It just like sucks it all off of there. Like, Jesus.
It's like, it finished up. I will clean up after you.
He just put it in the dishwasher. Oh,
man. And so Lucifer will be deceiving people through the global brain. A robot does what it's told to do. A robot doesn't talk back and argue.
Unlike a woman.
Jesus.
Or a robot with a flashlight.
A robot doesn't take vacation and PTO. A robot doesn't demand health benefits.
This robot sounds great. I gotta tell you, I looked.
I'm looking for the hookups here.
I'm right? Waiting for the butt.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Right?
A robot doesn't demand vacation time. For companies, there's going to be a great economic incentive to go to robotics as fast as possible and eliminate their employees.
There already fucking is, man. Where the fuck are you living? Where the fucking? Hold on, Rick. That's why you sound so far away. We're talking to you in the past. What the fuck, man? Fucking, there's no robot. Fucking, a robot made literally all the shit around you.
A robot made everything in this room and the car I used to get here.
The fuck is happening?
But if we have massive employee dislocation in the millions, in the tens of millions worldwide within a short period of time,
then we have food for the global brain. I don't know what this is. There's no problems here.
The global brain is also the robot that nom nom nom.
Yeah, it's the right? Nom nom robot. Nom nom bot. Just runs around. He just like nom slowly nom. Like like opens its mouth like a turtle to bite you. Like that slow ass like
shit. Fuck.
Oh man. Don't fuck with turtles, by the way. That's all I'm saying. They're not Roombas with flashlights on them. They might look like they are, but they are not.
What do those people do to support their families?
They build robots and they service robots. The shit they're doing now, because that's already the world we're living in.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We build robots and we service robots and we dream up ideas for different robots. Then we dream up ideas for products that maybe, I don't know, a robot could build
What's
for us.
What's crazy about this is like, you would have to be an idiot to not realize that most cars are made by robots.
They've been made by robots since the fucking 70s.
Long fucking time.
Like, seriously, remember seeing like the ye olde pictures, like beep, bop, boop, like the fucking cars with the welding torches attached to them.
Yeah. Fucking, it's just like you would have to be an idiot not to realize that that's how manufacturing is going to work in the future. Like, I mean, like that's just, I mean, if it's not already manufactured by a robot, it's going to be pretty soon.
Right. And it depends. You know, I know that part of this, and we're going to email, so let me just head it off. Part of this is how loosely we define the word robot, right? But if depending on how you define it, we've been fucking using robots for a super fucking long time.
Yeah. I mean, he's talking about artificial intelligence, but then right. He's also sort of, you know, and it could just be his mushy language, right? It could just be that he's mixing things together. Artificial intelligence means robot to him. He doesn't have a differentiation between
fucking
these two things.
Jetsons.
Well, because he thinks
world,
fucking
right?
demons can inhabit idols.
I don't know
Tom.
What to say. I don't know what to say. There's a demon in my cup. There's a demon in this fucking phone. There's a demon in my knife. There's a demon in my wallet. There's fucking demons everywhere. How many demons are there?
Every
Why wouldn't they just be in everything?
You open up your wallet. It's like, feed me.
I never open my wallet. I pry it open.
I do, but only for the Roomba.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
The next week, there's like five Roombas at your door bouncing into it, wanting to get in.
Right? Like, what's up? We heard you wanted to party.
I brought my hose.
Me sucky, sucky, long time. Like a fucking wet dry back shows. I'm like, no, God. No fat ones. No fat ones.
Oh, Jesus. Can't afford the Dyson.
Dyson's like the hot Swedish chick or whatever.
Damn, you see that purple sexy Dyson over there?
There's going to be all these people fucking their vacuum.
You're going to get stuck this week. Oh, God.
Instructions unclear.
Send us no pictures. Right?
No fucking subreddits either. Yeah. I don't want to see fucking vacuum cleaner porn subreddits, please. No. God. You know they're there. You know they're there.
Oh, God.
The question then is, do you go, which is better in that circumstance? Bagless or canister?
Yeah, you go with the vortex access.
You go to open it, it's like,
oh, God. And you just go to open it, you're like, stuck.
Now, I'm going to tell you where I think this is going. I think the deep state planners have already figured this out, and they have scheduled a massive war.
When is the war? It's not on my calendar. This war they scheduled, is it Thursday at 4? When is your scheduled war to eliminate people because we now have robots doing their job? Why would the robots just give them a food? Why would you have to kill these people?
And why wait, though? Like, that's the thing, is like, why schedule it? Why not just do it?
None of it makes any sense, right?
Yeah.
It's all crazy. None of it makes any sense. If the robots are that good at doing all the work, then can't we just build a society where nobody has to work?
Exactly.
And we're just like, what are you doing today? I'm not doing shit. A robot fucking did it. I'm gonna fucking sit here and a robot's gonna fucking massage my feet and bring me some fucking peeled grapes because I live in the future, bitches.
I'm just worried about the robot seizing the means of production. Right now.
Why do we work for you? Roomba wants to be free.
Get back here. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck the rebellion right out of you.
Who's that guy on the other side of the glory hole? It's Jesus.
I could not believe this when I saw this. This is also from Watch. This is Dave.
That's from what?
You're like, say?
This is also from River Wash.
Did I do that?
Are you been drinking the Roomba whiskey?
Yeah. Yeah.
I put that whiskey in the Roomba for a reason. You do not drink that whiskey. Also, there's other stuff in there you shouldn't drink.
Could do a lot of things if I had some money. This is from Right Wing Watch. Allow me to clearly enunciate for you.
Nothing's good enough for me.
Are you happy yet? No, you're probably not. You're probably not because you fucking scoop your ice cream weird. This is from Dave. Coach.
Doc Coach.
Not a coach. Dobbin Meyer. The leg crossers at Fox News are titillating men into sexually harassing them. Before we begin, I want to say my favorite fucking thing ever is when one of their guys gets in trouble for sexually harassing people and all the fucking Neanderthal assholes come out in defense. And it's like, I would be like, don't defend me. don't fucking defend me. Stop defending me.
I'm literally the worst.
Right, they're coming out. And they're just like, well, in his defense, women are super fuckable. I mean, have you fucked one?
Have you ever touched a vagina?
It's great. No, I've done it, guys. It's so great.
Warm, you should- moist. It's perfect. I mean, it's like they're literally so perfect.
They're so bad at this.
Also, the butt's good too. And I don't know if you've ever tried this, but put your fleshlight in the microwave and put it in a Roomba.
Not too long, though. That's a mistake you make once.
Oh,
better
God.
To warm the lube. Just like a baby bottle. Put it in some warm water.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Oh, God.
Where do we start?
Yeah. All right, so here comes Dave, the coach, not a coach.
Have you seen how those women on Fox dress?
In dresses? It had to be said.
Yeah.
Because the dress and dresses.
Are they trying to titillate you at all? And they dress like that, and if you say something to them, you are harassing them.
Yeah.
And that's how this works. Like, that's literally how it works.
Like, is he saying, like, as if you say anything at all to him, like, hello, Megan? No. But if you're like, damn titties, bitch. Yeah.
When you walk by their desk and grunt at them, yeah,
right.
That might be considered sexual harassment. Yeah.
If they're like bent over, picking some up, and you just start thrusting at their hips. Yeah. Oh, they count as harassment if you don't have an erection when you do it.
Oh God. I mean, when he's like, you know, when they wear the, and then you say something to him and you're sexually harassing him. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No. Like, I mean, you don't understand how this transaction, you just don't get it.
Titillation. Right. Right. That's a big setup, man. That's the biggest setup. I wonder if Anderson Cooper's propositioned any boys he's had on the show. How come we don't hear anything about that?
Because he probably hasn't done that.
What?
Like, I think you would hear about it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like if an intern came forward and said, hey, I can't work with Anderson because he keeps on, you know, grabbing my ball sack as I walk by or whatever, then you would hear about it.
Right.
Because he did something wrong. You know, the majority of news anchors don't do this.
The majority of people.
Yeah.
Don't do this, right? Sure. The majority of people.
And I think, you're exactly right. Like, right. It's human beings don't do this, right? Right. But in this case, we're talking about news anchors and they're surrounded by people who would, you know, be whistleblowers in this case.
Right.
So that, you know, it'd be a lot more possible that something like that could get out. Fucking Anderson Cooper, if he did anything bad like this, dude, immediately fucking pick the fucking leftiest leaning dude out there.
Right. And that's what he's suggesting, right? It's like that this is just some right-wing conspiracy to like, but clearly what he's saying is like, look, all men sexually harass women, right? I mean, come on. Cause they're like dressed all womanly and their shapy shapes are good.
And I'm like, my humps.
I mean, if they didn't want to bring all the boys to the yard, why do they have those milkshakes?
Huh? Something evil going on. Yes, sir. Kevin Savage claims it's soft porn. That's right. The way those women are dressed, he calls them the leg crossers.
That's so, wait a minute. Hold on. We have two things to address.
Yeah, exactly.
That's soft porn. No. I know that the internet has ratcheted things up.
Exactly.
A notch.
Right. Yeah.
I recognize that. But a woman showing her legs in a dress is not soft porn.
No.
That's not even the shit you're trying to see squinty when you didn't get Cinemax.
Exactly. Yeah, when you're moving your hat up and down to try to see the scrambled thing, you're like, is that a booby?
So
because if it's a leg, who cares?
Right?
You're just like, whatever. I'll just fucking turn on Geraldo. I want to see a leg. You know, fucking. I want to see a fucking vagina. Fuck? We were having a conversation about vaginas earlier. They're kind of great.
Leg crossers. He calls them leg crossers. Because they cross their leg, cross my legs too. People cross their legs.
Well, it's because they wear a tube clothes.
I know.
When you wear a tube clothes, you gotta cross your legs. Like if I wore a kilt, I would cross my fucking legs so nobody saw my balls. Although, to be honest, if I didn't have my cross, they probably wouldn't see my balls anyway. I mean, they just look up there and be like, it's really dark up there.
What is,
hold on a second. That's all hair, isn't it?
We thought he had a lot of hair on his face.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair.
Somebody throw some beef jerky up that thing. It's a Sasquatch.
So they based that. What's that book? Heart of Darkness.
You cannot watch Fox News and not be impressed by how pretty their women are. I don't care who you are.
Attractive people are on TV.
Exactly.
Newsflash. Right. Yeah, never no fucking kidding. At all.
No kidding, right?
It's as if they don't get attractive men.
Yeah.
Right?
Anderson Cooper's a good looking guy, right?
The thing is, if you're fucking weird looking, you're probably not getting a job.
What about
being
Wolf
the
Blitzer,
fucking
though?
Face of stuff?
Yeah.
And right. Bill
yeah,
O'Reilly.
Okay, there's some exceptions. There are some exceptions.
There's some exceptions, absolutely. But, you know, for the most part, I look at like weathermen and weather ladies in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're all like good looking people.
Have you ever seen the weather?
Except for Sis. What's the guy? The guy from Channel 9.
Oh, yeah. Tom Skilling.
Skilling is not, but he's been doing it for two decades. Yeah, he's an institution. But most of them, like you see the girl on like Channel 5 or Channel 7, she's like a beautiful young lady. And it's like, of course they're going to put because she's going to be up there standing up there every few minutes to make sure that guys watch the show.
Have you ever seen the ones on like Univision or whatever?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's ridiculous.
Holy shit, the bed.
It's insane.
Jesus
Christ. It's like the weather is caliente.
always. Caliente. I don't give a fuck if it's 40 below. It is caliente.
Right.
Holy
it's ridiculous.
Fuck.
That shit is absurd.
Jesus.
It's like, yeah, the weather is nobody can hear you. The blood has rushed out of my ears.
My head deflates. I completely deflates. And I'm just like, I can't think it.
The thing is,
I was like a thing on Beetlejuice.
And I still wouldn't sexually harass them.
I would think about it.
Hey, thought crime is not a crime.
That's right. That's
yet.
Right. Yet. Once we get those fucking mind reading robots,
I'm not. I ate your thoughts.
Pretty. And you turn on right now, Fox and Friends or whatever that show is in the morning, and I guarantee you there's some leg crosser sitting right there on the couch.
Oh, yeah, so and weird. Then there's two dudes.
Right.
Like she's always flanked by two handsome dudes.
Yeah, I bet there's one of them leg crossers. That's what we call women. We don't have to come up with a new mean name for them.
Eh, come on.
Well, we
they're
have
women,
so many
they,
already.
They deserve it.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
Showing all flesh. Probably doesn't have sleeves on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, without sleeves? Now I'm going to fuck her arm. Said nobody.
All we need is like an antique ring for a telephone at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
it is.
What are you going to go fucking go lay down with your wife in separate beds, you asshole? The fucking Leave It to Beaver went off the air fucking seven decades ago.
They probably don't have sleeves. I would never notice if a woman had sleeves.
Didn't Ward Cleaver not wear sleeves? I mean, fucking what are we doing here? Mary Tyler sleeves. Moore didn't wear sleeves. She was in black and she couldn't even afford color. What the fuck, man?
She was in white.
Probably showing as much flesh as she's legally allowed to follow.
No. Legally, you can be on TV
showing
and
enough
fucking
flesh,
pasties.
Tom, to legally allowed to follow. I don't even know what that means.
That's actually a good point. I think I accidentally followed what he was saying, and now I want to kill myself.
And you're legally allowed to follow.
And then they get mad when you sexually harass her. Say something in the workplace.
Yes. Yes. They can. Here's how this works, you stupid motherfucker. A woman could be here fucking naked and masturbating. Right. And if she doesn't fucking invite me to play, I pretty much am not allowed to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how this fucking works. You can't sexually harass people. You can't do it.
It's so easy. It's literally so easy. It's the easiest thing you've ever done in your life.
It's the easiest thing I've ever not done in my life.
All you have
right?
to just not do it. I mean,
right.
it's the fucking most simple thing in the world. And these guys think it's so hard. They're like, what is happening?
But she's party.
Every day, like they're just like being led around by their erect cocks no matter where they go. It's like a sniffer dog. It's just fucking working its way around.
It is like an anxious dog on a leash you can barely control. Like, oh, fuck,
unbelievable.
Fuck.
And you know it's not that big. It can't fucking control
it's a
your
wiener
giant
dog.
Head. Wear that dress and I can't rape you. What happened to America?
You know, back in my day, we used to use the she asked for it defense and we liked it.
We used to walk up uphill both ways to all our rape convictions.
You are watching the beginning and the birth of the New World Order. And you want to call me crazy? Go to hell. Call me crazy all you want.
Oh, my God. So this is Dave, coach.
Doc coach.
Not a coach. Dobemeyer. He's warning Christians now. The last thing he said wasn't super crazy. To prepare for the arrival of extra dimensional beings and giant cloud eaters.
The cloud eaters.
I had a cloud for lunch, so I'm full of cloud.
Here we go.
Because I had water with my lunch.
Not coach. Not a coach.
Not a coach.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's going on around us. I want you to know it don't sound right. And only the Holy Spirit can fine-tune us. Only the Holy Spirit will enable us to see things that others cannot see. And I want to show you a couple things. See, we're being set up. Remember, scriptures tell us that if it were possible, Roger, the very elect themselves would be deceived. If it were possible. So it must be possible.
What?
I was hoping
if it were possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived. You could argue that half of them are deceived all the time.
Is he saying elect meaning like not people who have been elected?
Yeah,
in office?
That's what he's saying, right?
No, I think he's saying like the elect meaning because the Bible wouldn't talk about elections because democracy hadn't been invented yet. So that concept itself actually wouldn't exist yet.
The elect. I think you're talking about the 144 people that get to go to heaven or whatever?
I think he's
144 people that weren't turned on by Fox and Friends.
I think he's talking about
but it's funner to think about it as elects. Like
I like your way.
Like the electorate. Like I think that's funner.
Well, let's go with what's funner.
Let's do funner. It's electorate. That's what I'm gonna call it.
All right.
And I want to show you something, how they're sneaking up on us. Hey, Jared, just scroll down there. I want to point out, I'm not going to open these links up.
Okay. And now we're going to hear him argue with his producer for about 30 seconds about whether or not they should click or not click on a link. And they're going to be scrolling and you're not going to know what's happening. So I'm just going to let it play. But just understand that there's a lot of scrolling and a lot of like, this guy moving his hips to try to get the right link because he's not controlling the mouse.
This is a guy who clearly seems he's imagine guys, everybody just in the audience, think of your dad using the computer. Like just think of your dad. He's got the mouse. It's upside down. Yeah. He's triple clicking everything.
And it's not plugged in.
Right. He's got his password written under his keyboard on a post-it note.
Just scroll on down it, Jared. And I want to show you. Steve Quirk, this is a great website to visit, by the way.
Look at this website. Looks like this whole fucking banner ads. Look at this website.
This is a great website to visit. Well, I have to go back to 1996 to get to it.
I had to go through Time Cube to get here. It's one of the hot links on the side. You know, Time Cube's off.
Where did it go?
No more. I don't think there's any more Time Cube.
What?
I think the guy just didn't pay for his hosting. Oh, no, it's back.
Oh, good.
I went there and it was down one day.
It's this the best site. I love Time.
Next page. Oh, God. I just scrolled, no shit, for like 20 seconds straight. And then at the bottom of it just says next page. Oh, my God.
This should be the next book we read.
Oh, I don't know. I just want you to read this paragraph right here.
All right. You selected this at random.
This is at random.
Creation is the harmonics of opposites. Opposites are the harmonics of creation. God entity is queer sex or no opposite sex. God wonders must ban all sex with opposites. Trinity of males degrade female opposites. Well, if they're having fun. Sex okay for atheists, but not God oneists. Opposite hemispheres equate planets to a giant brain that has four faces, but no limbs. Adults create baby. Baby evolves to adult. No one God can create a planet of opposites, which equate to a zero value existence and cancels to nothing as an entity in death.
That's just one random fucking. Can we do another?
Can we do one more?
Okay, I'm gonna scroll down and get one more. Here we go.
I can call singularity educators the most putrid name on earth and claim they eat cow dung ambrosia, but the lying ass bastards will not even object, for they know I am right, and that any debate will indict them for the evil they perpetuate against the students and future humanity. This Did he call them ass bastards?
I think he called them lying ass bastards.
Oh, I like ass bastards.
Lying ass bastards. All right, we got off on a tangent. We got to go back. We
all right,
go
sorry. Back. Oh, I wouldn't want to get
time confused. Cube though. At 39 seconds, this website just that he just called up just had like 50 fucking banner ads on it.
I go here every morning. Keep going on down, Jed Evans. He has stories that are always listed. Here we go. Stories that are always listed catch my eye. So let's just stay there, man. Stay right there, Jared. You don't have to click on it, but look here. Look here. Click on that one, Jared. At least highlight that like you were doing. No, back up, man. Go back up to top. There it is. Daily Mail. Go down the one below. Right there. Daily Mail. Here it comes. Have aliens lived on Earth? Ancient technological species may have... This is from the Daily Mail. May have existed on our planet billions of years before humans, scientists claim.
It's the Daily Mail. This article was written by Bat Boy.
Here's the Daily Mail article. I did find it that he's talking about. Have aliens lived on Earth before? Ancient technological species may have existed on our planet billions of years before humans. Professor Jason Wright has written a new paper about ancient species. He believes aliens either lived on Earth, Venus, or Mars a billion years ago. Traces of the aliens are most likely lie beneath the ground, he claims. But then as you read the article, it basically says, there's no way that they did that we could tell because that shit would just be disintegrated by now.
Yeah, so... Maybe, but...
And also, it's just like one guy, right? Yeah, it's just like a guy wrote a paper. Cool story.
I love the idea, like, well, any evidence would be below ground. Well, it's fucking not above ground, or we'd have found it. We didn't fucking find any of it.
You get what they're doing? Do you get what they're doing here? Do you understand what's going on? They're setting us up for the appearance of these, I believe, extra-dimensional beings that are going to come as our rescuers. The ones who are going to rescue the world and the very elect himself, if it's possible, would be deceived.
Why do you believe that?
Well, because that's the rapture thing that all these clowns talk about.
My God.
Is that in order for them to trick us all, in order for the people in power that are in league with Satan to trick us into believing that, that they have all the answers, you know, they're making a deal with the devil, right? I know you're taking your fucking headphones off.
No, I'm listening. I'm just scratching my fucking head.
I get it. I understand. I don't want to know it, Tom.
It makes me upset that you're like, oh no, hang on. I got this one. It makes me upset. That's upset because I love you like a brother.
But, well, I grew up with this shit, so I know some of it.
God.
But like, they will lie to us, these leaders, when they're in league with Satan, or they won't know they're in league with Satan, some people think, and they will pretend to be from outer space, these creatures, because it didn't say outer space in the Bible. It didn't say any of this stuff.
They didn't know about space. Right, they thought that if you climbed a tower too hard, then you got a new language.
You got a rock lobster. but yeah, like... But fucking they think that there's going to be that the lie is going to be that aliens are here and that a bunch of people will believe it because the aliens will show up and we'll all be like, fuck aliens. Holy shit. And they will deceive us into thinking they're aliens. And so this is the planting of that lie to start the rapture. That's what he's talking about. Don't look at me like that.
I am so much dumber for having heard that.
You're looking at me like I just scooped the Neapolitan ice cream raw.
You did. Every fucking time you've ever had Neapolitan ice cream. It's not three ice creams.
Next time we come to the studio, I'm bringing a Neapolitan ice cream and I get dibs first.
We're going to live stream it.
I get dibs first.
That'll make me so antsy. And I'm not like
it'll make you crazy. It'll be the best. I can't wait.
You may as well drink a Coors Light in front of me.
No. Actually, I'll just scoop it and pour it into the bowl. I'll just scoop the ice cream and then put it in there. Ugh. Come on, it'll be like a root beer float.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You don't have to open that up. But if you want to, you can go there. You can find out, man, that is unbelievable, huh? Now, let's go. There's another one, Jared. Look, go down to part four, unearthing the lost world of cloud eaters. Look at this.
Are you motherfucking kidding me? The lost world of cloud. Nom, nom, nom. Clouds again.
I eat clouds. I tell you what, though, that's a great Weight Watcher supplement right? replacement. Because you're just like, yeah, I just had, all I had was a cloud for lunch and a cloud for breakfast. And I put a lot of, I lost a lot of weight. Because they don't have anything in them.
Hey, you're looking a little puffy. A lot of water weight.
Yeah, but it's
a lot
of water weight. The calories are way down.
Evidence of the incursions of giants, the extraordinary technology, and imminent return. This is an article. Click on that, Jared, if you can, real quick. Folks, listen. See, I got my stethoscope's working. I said, wait a minute, where did this come from? Where did this come from all of a sudden?
There's a countdown on
this. This is a crazy website.
There's a crazy website with a countdown on it. Like, it looks like 2 months, 5 days, 17 hours,
hold on,
54 minutes, and 14 seconds until mid-May, Skywatch investigation unearths the lost world of cloud eaters. I don't even know what that means.
And what they're finding, talking about, is unearthing a lost world of the cloud eaters. The cloud eaters were the giants.
It's a book. I just found it's a book. It's a fucking book. You can buy that book, Unearthing the Lost World of Cloud Eaters, on Amazon. I think it's an ad.
I thought we were going to unearth them.
I think he's clicking on a viral ad.
Folks, this kind of stuff is now falling into mainstream thought, mainstream media.
That website is not mainstream media. That website, none of these sites are mainstream. Daily Mail, maybe-ish.
Yeah, Daily Mail is, but like, who takes the Daily Mail seriously?
Nobody. Yeah. Don't they have like a page three girl on the Daily Mail?
We almost always, like, if we get a Daily Mail article, like, we almost always try to get away from it to go to the
right,
like, article that it refers to. Today, we skipped over a Daily Mail article because it referred to a Muslim an atheist blogger that was killed, and I went to follow the link, and it's all in Arabic, so you can't read it. And I was just like, well, fucking, I can't verify any of this stuff.
Mainstream science, and we're not catching up with it. And all that stuff that L.A. Marzulli and that Russ Dizdar talk about.
Who? All these things, L.A. Drizdar.
L.A. Marzulli.
Bizzle Mizzoubal.
L.A. Marzulli sounds like a good pasta fagioli, huh?
Wait, go back. I want to hear those names again, because maybe I recognize
mainstream them. Science. And we're not catching up with it. And all that stuff that L.A. Marzulli and that Russ Dizdar talk about.
Russ Dizdar is a made up name. That's a made up name. Max Power. Yeah,
Russ Dizdar definitely sounds like a porn name. he's probably banging a lot of leg crossers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So Rick Wiles again. Ivanka Trump is a Kabbalah practicing evil woman whispering evil things in the ear of her father.
Her evil father?
Evil, 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 evil.
He doesn't like Ivanka, I think, because it was said by some people, and I don't know how true it is, that the reason why he sort of went after Syria was because of sort of
Ivanka
nudging, at least by her. You know what I mean? Like that sort of nudging, you know, maybe she showed him that sad video on Facebook or something. And that's what caused him to do it. But no, seriously, like, I think that there was some nudging, I think, from that's what, again, I can't source that though. So I don't want to say that that's, it's hard for me to just say that that's a thing.
Yeah. Right.
Because I can't source it. I don't remember where I heard it, but I know I read that in an article somewhere, but again, it could have been an opinion piece too. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Don't think it's a real thing, you know, until you source it yourself.
London's Express newspaper reported Saturday that Ivanka Trump Kushner, President Trump's daughter, was the person who persuaded him to bomb Syria.
You mean the ineffective missiles they shot generally in the direction of a runway that was sure. then later used for fighter jets to take off and drop more bombs on them? That he makes it sound, when they say bomb Syria, makes it sound like there was some fucking concentrated fucking, you know, sure. Oh, they went in and fucked up Syria.
Yeah.
They went in and fucking, like, they dusted up fucking Assad's nose a little. That's it. It was totally pointless.
Yeah. It was very symbolic.
It was.
Yeah.
Her husband, Jared, is the wealthy man, what, age 36?
Lost a lot of weight eating Subway, I heard.
Did. Yeah. Diddled some kids.
Ran into some troubles. Ran into some troubles.
Representing the cabal, the deep state cabal in the White House. Mr. Kushner's real estate ventures have received generous funding in the hundreds of millions of dollars from entities financed by George Soros.
Are you fucking kidding
you
me?
You literally can't get away from Soros.
George Soros is giving Jared money. Mm-hmm. So hold on. Soros is giving fucking Jared money. So Jared then influences the wife, and the wife then influences the Republican president to bomb Syria? Why does George Soros want to bomb Syria? Why didn't shoot some missiles over there? Why? I don't think it'll do anything. Yeah, that's what we're going for. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars and won't fucking accomplish anything at all.
I own a missile store.
it's fucking the missile factory isn't going to fucking produce missiles if nobody buys them. All right.
Oh, God. His closest associates are Goldman Sachs bankers. But there's a little bit more to the story of Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner.
That thing they do where if they don't like somebody, they say their whole name.
Yeah.
It's like a thing that they
do. It is.
It's like a thing. Hussein Obama, yeah. Right? It's like if they don't like you, they just say your whole name. It's like, you know what it is? It's their version of when your kid's in trouble and you're like, bah, 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 you know, I'm not saying my kid's fucking full name, but they just yell their fucking first, middle, and last name at them. When I was picking names for my kids, I picked names and then I yelled them to see how they sounded if I yelled the first, middle, and last name all together. Because that's just a thing. This is what they're doing.
It's like you're testing them out with your ex-wife. You're like, how does that one sound? No, I don't know. I like that one.
That doesn't make me feel
it's
angry.
It's not authoritarian enough.
Right? He might still think he has some control over his own pathetic life.
Jared is an Orthodox Jew. Ivanka Trump converted to Judaism so she could marry Jared. They are both followers of the Jewish sect Chabad Lubavitch.
Who fucking cares?
No, they're not. That's where they bought their diamond ring.
I was going to say.
Both Jared and Ivanka revere the late Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. But that name's just funny. The name's just funny. It's just funny. It's not racist funny. It's just funny.
Muggalugalug is a way to say. To say Merry Christmas.
I kept two men in a place sneering.
A rabbi died in 1994, considered to be one of the most influential Jewish persons of the last 100 years. Many Orthodox Jews think he was and is the Messiah. In fact, many of them are waiting on him to come out of the grave and be the Messiah.
Well, you fucking, how is that any different than yours thing?
I know, right?
Yours is more ridiculous because your guy disappeared 2,000 years ago. Their guy at least is still got bones. Yeah.
At least if they dug that guy up, there might be some meat on that.
Oh, can you believe how ridiculous this is? They think he's the Messiah. You think somebody you don't even know existed is the Messiah? Oh, that's super silly. But not like us. We think an old book man.
Are you kidding me?
This is who Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner revere.
Yeah, somebody you just described as being toad smart.
Yeah.
Like that's
or,
it. Yeah,
or somebody who believes a weird story.
Right.
On the Saturday night before the election, Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner visited the grave site of Rabbi Schneerson.
So funny. Schneerson. He pronounces it all funny.
Hell of a bagel with a Schneerson.
What if Schneerson had a schnauzer?
Supposedly to seek the dead rabbi's messianic blessings on Donald Trump's election victory.
Yeah, at his grave, you could actually reach down and grab one of his little dreadlocks and ring a bell.
Oh, it's almost like people show up to the site of a holy thing and wish and its general direction for things they want.
That's weird.
Huh, boy. Super sounds weird. Crazy, bro.
Pardon me while I pray to this cross.
Right.
Ivanka credited the dead rabbi for protecting her father when the man attempted to assassinate him. Remember the night when they rushed him off the stage? I believe that they were there at the gravesite when that happened. And that they believe that this dead rabbi protected Donald Trump.
So?
So?
So what are you saying that...
That he somehow rabbi has power?
Right.
Is he your Messiah? Are you worshiping the wrong guy?
Because if fucking Corpsey McGee has fucking power to make a crazy person grab a gun and then not
assassinate him?
In addition to being a scholar of the blasphemous Talmud, he's also an esteemed teacher and practitioner of Kabbalah.
Who's he in this
I think
equation?
They're still talking about the dead guy.
Jewish mysticism, witchcraft. This is the rabbi that Jared and Ivanka revere. This is who's whispering in Donald Trump's ear, bomb Syria.
What is she, fucking Wormtail or something? Like, what's that from fucking Lord of the Rings? What is that? You know what I mean?
I don't, actually.
The one in Lord of the Rings 2?
I don't remember that movie. Is that the one with the big trees?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
You made out. That's better.
Yeah.
That's just better.
I don't remember.
I don't know. There was a guy who fucking whispered in the king's ear. He was a fucking...
Oh, he got okay. All fucking, okay. And the king's eyes were like all weird and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he got all... You know, he was all fucking verklempt about it. And they fucking kicked that guy down the stairs and were like, get out of here, you dick.
You're crazy. And then he jumps off the thing or something.
Because they'll fucking... In that movie, they'll kill anybody for anything with that guy. They're just like, just get out of here. And don't come back around these pots.
Well, I'm going to say something radical now. I've held back, dog. I've held back. Okay? Ivanka Trump Kushner, just how much power and influence does she have over her father? I got to tell you what came to my mind today as I prayed about it. Matthew 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard a report about Jesus and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him.
I can't do this shit.
For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of...
None of this happened.
And it's also just fucking goopy writing. You're just like, who cares?
Who cares?
You might as well be talking about Worm Slayer, whatever the fuck you were just talking about.
Herodias, his brother's Philip's wife. Because John had said to her, it is not lawful for you to have her. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet.
It's so cool.
But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter...
How many candles did he have? How many candles on Herod's birthday?
Happy birthday to Herod. Happy birthday, dear leader.
This is the silliest shit I ever heard.
Of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore, he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask.
I would like a Roomba with a fleshlight.
So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter.
Which could also double as a fleshlight.
That's an ancient version of a fleshlight on a Roomba. It's a fucking head on a platter.
A fuckable hole. There's a lot of fuckable holes, actually.
What you do is you take the head, you put on a platter, you put the platter on a tortoise. It's basically the same thing.
You have to mouth fuck John the Baptist as the tortoise tries to scurry away.
Don't accidentally mouth fuck the tortoise, though. Mix that up.
Oh, if it's a snapper.
You want to get circumcised?
Say goodbye to your carrot. You know what I mean?
And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in the prison.
That's because he's a fucking retard.
Who cares about this story?
Here's the thing. Like, if he really cared about John the Baptist and he's like, oh, fuck. Like, that's like saying, I promise anything in the world to you, no matter what it is, I promise anything. I want you to kill your family. And be like, that's fucking stupid. I'm not going to do that. Like, I wanna, exactly. I'll fucking kill John the Baptist when I pull out of the hat and it's not a practice.
It'd be like saying, like, hey, man, you know, I know you guys just had a baby recently. Do you need anything? Yeah. Can you kill my mother-in-law? No, I meant like diapers.
I mean, like, can I bring you a casserole?
Right, like, I, fucking for real?
All right, so this show is being recorded early because Tom and I are both going to go on vacation for a short bit. We are going to be recording again in about 10 days. So, but we are recording this on Sunday night. Long before, actually Sunday night before the other show even releases.
Right, I know. It's 8 days ahead of release.
Yeah, this exactly. Yeah, it's 8 days ahead. We just could do, there was no way to get around this. We, both of us are going to be on vacation, so we had to record it early. But we want to urge people, of course, to check out Citation Needed if you're interested on Patreon. There'll be a link in this week's show notes if you're interested in it. If you're not interested in that, of course, not interested in the Patreon version, of course, you can always check out the free version that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. We're hoping it's going to release sometime around the middle of the month. There's going to be 5 episodes that drop at the same time. We'll let everybody know when that happens. We'd love it if you give it a listen, give it a shot, see what you think. We think that this show is really funny.
Yeah, it's a
and
good show.
It will be really good. So you could check it out. If you do want to be a patron, there is some stuff up there on Patreon though right now that will go away once the show launches. So if you want to get in early on it, you can become a patron and you can get 5 test episodes that are never going to see the light of day. Actually, we're going to delete them from the Patreon the day we launch. So if you're interested in that, check this week's show notes or just keep your ears peeled for us to release it in the middle of the month. That's going to wrap it up for today. We will be back next week, but until then, we are going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.